Good Thursday evening, everyone. Ron Milhorn, Keith Harris, live from the Denver Coliseum. We are courtside and center court tonight.
Yeah.
Feel like royalty.
It's a much better. Last time we were off in Timbuktu over there.
Yeah, we're down at the other end of the court and had to kind of crane our necks to see at the other end. But we're right here at center court and ready for a big Final Four showdown between the Glenwood Lady Demons and the number four Windsor Wizards. Glenwood, the eighth seed, coming off that huge, emotional, incredible, unlikely victory over George Washington, the number one team. Beat them 48-41 to earn the right, and they earned it, to advance to the Final Four. And two teams with identical records, 19-7. Windsor looking to make a return trip to the state championship. They lost last year to Mullen, and they are hungry to get back. And just a few minutes ago, I had a chance to talk with Coach Rhonda Mosier.
Nights before last night, I had a hard time sleeping. Last night, we got down here, we were settled in the hotel, kind of in that rhythm, and actually slept pretty good last night.
I got a sense that they're a little more confident, like,
yeah,
not as overwhelmed by the surroundings.
Correct, right? I mean, we talked about that, just like, you know, the nerves are kind of out now. Now they can just settle in and relax and play basketball.
This has kind of been Glenwood's week. Glenwood's on the map with the hockey, with the girls' success. This is tremendous.
Yeah, it was such a great winter. I mean, I'm super proud of all of our student athletes. You think about from across the board, like, not only just us, but we drove back on Sunday after we watched a hockey game last week, and we went to the play and saw Shrek, and like all the kids that are involved in the drama department and the mock trial, and our swim team took third in state this year. I mean, it's really been phenomenal for Glenwood. So, I mean, obviously we were all really pulling for the hockey team, but an amazing accomplishment, you know, for sure.
From a basketball standpoint, success breeds success. And so you get the younger kids going, wow, I could be a part of that. You know, and so this will help, I think, feed the middle school program and the club programs.
Sure, I sure hope so. I think this team, you know, I think this team had that same kind of mentorship. And the reality is, I think the girls have just continued to look forward to this moment. And, you know, each season has been a little bit better and a little bit better. And I think they've just gotten hungry for more.
So what was this last week like as far as practice and preparation?
You know, pretty calm. I think the one thing I feel like the girls, they're not satisfied. They're still pretty hungry, you know, and I think they're pretty calm tonight, and I think they know that if they execute and play their game and they are disciplined, that they can come away with a win. And
The Denver Post high school sports writer had the teams ranked and the likelihood of winning, and of course Glenwood is the Cinderella team. Nice to be here, but it was kind of a brush off. I don't think it was insulting, but it was like no one expects Glenwood to go any further than this.
I agree. You know, we saw that same thing. You know, kind of call us the underdog, and then they kind of mentioned that we kind of got lucky against George Washington because they had a player out, and I don't believe that's true. I think that this team is special, and I think that they're going to go out there tonight and prove it to the state of Colorado.
There was no luck in hitting 20 out of 21 from the free throw line in the clutch time when you're down 5 with a minute and a half to go. Sorry, no luck there.
I agree. You know, I think also Glenwood, I think people think Glenwood can't be as physical as everyone else. And I think we showed last week we can play in a physical setting. That Green Mountain game was a physical game. We played some really physical games at the beginning of the year. And so, yeah, I mean, I think this is putting our basketball team on the map, you know. I'm just excited for them to have this opportunity, and all glory to our team. I feel very gracious to God that I'm in the situation I am to be able to lead this team. So, yeah.
Well, the girls are blessed to have you as our coach.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. You know, last week, Jocelyn had a rough first half, but the leader she is, and the leaders you have on this team stepped up when it counted, when the pressure was on.
Yeah, I think they know when they have to turn it up. And, you know, their fire right now in the playoffs has been really unmatched. You know, the beginning of the season, I think, you know, sometimes it's hard. It's challenging when you're not, you don't have to be the best. When you're beating teams by 20, 30, 40 points. But now they know they got to be the best. They got to come out and they got to compete. And I think this whole team's up for the challenge.
And you know, Windsor's going to be hungry. They want to get back to the state championship game. So what are you expecting from Windsor? What do you know about them?
I think they're quick. I think they're long. They're going to run a good secondary. They're going to try and push the ball. They play great defense. you know, hats off to them. What an amazing program to be in the, you know, state title game the last 2 years in the row. But you know what? For us, we haven't been in a state title game since the school started in 1953. So talk about hungry. Our girls are hungry.
And the last time in the Final Four was 07. I remember that game well. So it's been a long time coming, but the girls have earned it, for sure.
Thank you. You know, I think every team here, I mean, you got to give kudos to Roosevelt, Durango, Windsor. I mean, you don't get to this point without doing something right, right? And so now it's just a matter of who can execute the best and who can stick with their game plan and, you know, and get the W.
Last week, when I saw Tori, when you guys were coming into the arena, Tori's had these big eyes and he's so nervous. You get a sense of calm out of them tonight so that they're more confident?
I do. I think everyone's pretty calm. I think, you know, I get kind of a sense of just kind of a regular game. Like, you know, and we did talk about that. We said, you know, it's hard because everyone says it's Final Four. But I said to them, you know what? The rules aren't different. The timing isn't different. You're still the same play, four quarters. Just because you're at the Final Four, the game doesn't change at all. So we've been doing this all season. We just got to go out and play ball.
How much has your staff been meant to you this year?
Amazing. You know, I was kind of bummed. John Stroud did a nice article in the Post Independent, but he left out Angel Garcia as a member of our staff. And I'll tell you what, we have an amazing camaraderie in our staff. And everyone knows the game. But more importantly, just really good people. I mean, really good people. And I think good people that put in time to make other good people. And so at the end of the day, obviously, you know what, we want nothing more than these girls to win. But really, the mentorship that this staff has provided for these girls, I mean, I could not support greater staff. And I mean, and not to mention, we have a great time together.
Well, you're going to have Jackie Gaddis and her husband here.
Lindley Miller is going to be here. She was on our staff prior, so we got a lot of people coming out and showing some support. So, you know, I really, at the end of the day, we talked about we're playing for Glenwood Springs right now. We're playing for everyone in Glenwood, for the community, you know, for all those listening back home. This is just as much for you as it is for us.
And, you know, surprisingly, my wife was at a school board meeting in RE2, and she said, everybody on the west end of the county is pulling for Glenwood. Because now, at this level, you got to pull for the local schools and the valley schools.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I can't imagine how amazing it would be if we had, you know, if we get this win in Durango and we got two Western Slope teams in the championship. I mean, what an amazing thing for Western Slope basketball.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here, Ron.
Glenwood Lady Demons amazing head coach Rhonda Mosier has just done a wonderful job with these girls over the years. And yeah, how cool would it be to face Durango, get a little rematch.
Yeah, to have two Western Slope teams. I mean, because there's a difference. You see, you know, up valley, down valley schools, you know, there's always a rivalry between, say, Rifle or Glenwood or that kind of thing.
Yep.
But when you get to this level, it's more the Western Slope versus the Front Range.
Yeah.
It's more, hey, let's represent from all the small schools over here in the mountains. Because so many times you see it come down to, you know, these big private schools or that kind of thing.
We saw the tail end of the boys, yep. Lutheran, Resurrection Christian. Res Christian won that one by 10. But, yeah, and it's good to see, you know, more of the public schools that are advancing this far. I alluded in that interview with Rhonda about the brief write-up in the Denver Post. The favorite is Windsor. The challenger is Roosevelt. The dark horse is Durango. And the underdog is Little Glenwood Demons.
That's all right. You know what? It's better to play. I found this like in track or that kind of thing. You run faster when you're behind, when you're chasing something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's fine. Underestimate them. You know, let them play up to whoever their opponent is, and let's surprise them.
Coach Rhonda Mosier donning a blue business suit. She looks ready for court, ready for closing arguments.
Yeah.
I mentioned her assistants, of course, Jordan Necro, the assistant athletic director, also wearing blue. Garrett Peters, assistant coach, Deanna Spraker, and Angel Garcia. And Angel didn't get mentioned, but Angel was a terrific player for Fred Heisel and Corey Hitchcock. Great point guard, could shoot from all over the floor. But he's rocking the Vegas velvet red tonight.
He is styling tonight.
Very styling.
He's got the pants with the red and white crosses on them.
I said, Angel, dude.
Red jacket.
You're ready for, you know, night on the town, the strip, you know. Maybe a lounge singer. But this has been a good week for Glenwood Athletics and the Valley. And the other side of the divide, Glenwood Hockey has done great. Grand Valley Girls played earlier this afternoon. Don't have a score yet on that in the Grade 8 at DU's Hamilton Gym. We were there last year. Glenwood Hockey just came so close. I was talking to Craig Denny, athletic director, and Marty Barton, and said, oh, it was the guys played just a valiant effort, but came up short in triple OT.
Didn't you say it was a 1-0 triple OT? Yeah, that's fighting tooth and nail to the very end.
Cheyenne Mountain, a dynasty in hockey. That's their 16th state championship, and they had nothing but respect for Glenwood. And I think the Demons, Tim Cota, the head coach, he's bringing a lot of good kids coming back next year. So I think they'll be a threat next year. But tonight it's basketball. How cool is this, brother?
This is so cool. This is so much fun. And this is just a great environment. I mean, obviously the place isn't full or that kind of thing, but there's plenty of fans here. Just a big arena. You know, and I think what you were talking about last week when they were coming in, I think the arena had a little bit of an effect on them. They were awestruck. They were, oh, wow, they've never seen something like this. You know, this time it feels like they're coming back. It's like, okay, yeah, we've been here, done that.
Yeah. Last time Glenwood was in the Final Four was 2007 under Coach Brian Derby. Brian, we see throughout the season refereeing and taking care of his grandkids. In 07, they were 20-5, and they lost to Harrison on March 7, 2007, 57-41 at the Coors Event Center at CU Boulder. And on that team, players like Kelsey Hurt, Natasha Derby, Sam Ciani, the Seltzer sisters, just some amazing players that year. And Glenwood Lady Demons under Coach Rhonda Mosier, hoping to get to the state championship. She mentioned it was 1953, I think she said. Her history is better than mine. Glenwood went to the state title game in girls basketball. Well, our starters for Glenwood, the Fab Five. And guess what? Matea Enwald called me over with Tori Taylor. She said, hey, we had, you know that Fab Five you called? Yeah. She goes, we had T-shirts made. I said, did you really? I want one. Keep Heath and I a couple of shirts.
We definitely need them. And of course, you told them where it came from, and they just kind of looked at you like, what?
Huh? Yeah.
Michigan?
Michigan?
The 90s?
Chris Webber and company? Jalen Rose? Yeah.
It's okay. They can feel like it's brand new for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was time to resurrect it because they have been a fabulous five. And I'm talking about Ruby Patch, the 5'8 senior. Matea Enwald led the Western Slope in blocks and rebounds. Jocelyn Spires, we've seen her and marveled at her play since her freshman year. She's been playing varsity ball. Tori Taylor, TT. I asked her, do you mind if I could call the nickname? She goes, no, I love TT. I said, okay. 5'10 senior, and Brianna Sorensen, who really makes the engine go. She guides the offense as the point guard, makes the great assists. Got a good crowd on hand. A lot of folks from Glenwood made the trip. Folks that used to live in Glenwood made the trip from out of state. I mentioned Jackie Gaddis, longtime head coach of the Lady Demons. For Windsor, they average 56.6 points per game. Glenwood about 51. Rebounds, 34 for Windsor, 28 for Glenwood. Assists, about 14 a game for Windsor, 12 a game for the Lady Demons. Steals per game, Windsor very aggressive, 15 steals a game. Glenwood about 13 a game. Haley Wright, leading scorer for Windsor, 13 points a game. Jocelyn Spires just under 14. Julia Bollinger, leading rebounder, 7 a game. Matea Enwald, almost 7 a game. So a lot of even matchups in terms of the numbers. Windsor, the higher seed, so they're the designated home team. White uniforms with burgundy and yellow trim. Glenwood Demons getting some last-second encouraging words from Coach Rhonda Mosier. Windsor second place in the 6A, 5A, 4A Northern Girls Basketball League. They took second to Holy Family. Windsor 19-7 on the season. Glenwood 19-7. Matea Unawald in the opening tip for Glenwood.
And it looks like Hess.
Rayleigh Hess, 6-foot sophomore. Here we go. And the Final Four is underway. And the opening tip taken by Windsor. Quick pass and a layup. And it's missed by Brooklyn Jarasek. Ball caroms around and retrieved by Brianna Sorensen. Missed shot by Windsor. Up the right side comes Brianna Sorensen. Right wing. Puts the ball on her hip. Goes in the corner to Ruby Patch. Back to Sorensen. High post, right side. Here's TT to Joslin. Joslin Spires in the paint. And a foul is going to be called. A quick foul against Windsor.
It's going to go against, is it Jarasek?
Yeah.
It's kind of away from the ball. They said that she pushed to get position there.
Inbounds pass goes to Taylor. Taylor kicks it out to Patch. Patch back to Taylor. Double team. Trying to go up. Now she goes to Patch. Patch drives at the baseline back to Taylor, left wing. Taylor in the paint. Kick out pass to Inwald in the corner. Here's Spires, right wing. Spires dribbles once. She's going to put up a three. You betcha. Yes, man. The rainbow. And a pot of gold on her first shot. 3-0 Glenwood. We're just underway. Here's right wing to Reagan Johnson. Johnson, top of the key. Spin move against Patch. Hands it off to Rayleigh Hess. Hess has the ball stripped and knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Tori Taylor.
Yeah, I think it was Ruby Patch who got a hand in there as well.
Inbounding is Haley Wright at the baseline. Lobs it, and no one there to get it. And there's Reagan Johnson to retrieve it, top of the key. 3-0 Glenwood. Hand off to Brooklyn Jarasek, top of the key. Drives to the right hand, fakes the shot, lays it up, and she's fouled. Jarasek with a driving layup.
Yeah, so they're going to give her the basket on that and the foul.
Ruby Patch called for the foul. Her first team foul. Chance for a three-point play for Brooklyn Jarasek. 7.5 points per game. Her free throw is no good off the left side of the rim. She gets her own rebound. Put back. Banks it. Got it. Wow. And it's 4-3. Windsor. Sorensen up the court to Spires. Cross court to Patch. Patch backs up for a three. Right wing. You betcha.
Wow.
Ruby Patch. 6-4 Glenwood. 6:28 to go, first quarter. Final Four action here at the Denver Coliseum. Haley Wright yo-yoing the ball up and down. Bounce pass right side on the wing to Rayleigh Hess. Hess guarded there closely by Taylor. Goes back to Haley Wright. Drive, shoots. Wow, missed the layup though. Rebound tipped away, and it's saved by Windsor. Pass taken by Darnell. Passes picked off by Taylor, and Taylor threw it away, and a layup. Haley Wright. That was Jarasek. 6-6 score. Taylor left wing. Taylor driving. Stops. Here's a pass. Bad pass. Picked off by Jarasek. Up the court to Samantha Darnell. Lays it up and in. Sam Darnell, and it's 8-6. Windsor. Cross-court pass to Sorensen against the press. Goes to Taylor. Taylor top of the key. Lobs it out to Patch. Patch to Spires. Back to Patch in the corner. Puts up another three. That's short. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Jarasek. She brings it up right side. Taylor the other meter. Plants her feet. Alters the shot. Put back is good, and a foul. Rayleigh Hess on the put back on the weak side. Count the basket. 10-6 Windsor. Ennewald called for the foul, her first. Second team foul, 5:17 left in the first. 10-6. Windsor, make it 11-6 as Hess makes the free throw. Sorensen looking at a press, zone press. They get it up to Spires across the timeline. Between the leg dribble, she's double teamed. Boy, they know who the score is. Here's Ennewald to Sorensen. Sorensen at the block to Taylor. Drop step, lays it up and in. TT. With the bucket. 11-8, Windsor. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Hess, right side to Johnson. Johnson, give and go, pass down to Samantha Darnell. She's fouled. Quick whistle there.
Yeah, they're calling that on Anna Wald. She reached across the arm there.
And Taya Nykerk's going to come in. You can hear Coach Rhonda Mosier. So, but Taya picks up her second foul. She'll have to find a seat. Darnell at the line. First free throw bounces off the back of the rim. 11-8, Windsor.
Well, Windsor's been doing a great job of quick movement, quick ball movement, and driving to the basket. So Innewald's gotten in a little trouble having to come over on help defense.
Darnell's second free throw is good. 12-8, the Wizards lead the Glenwood Lady Demons. Nykerk brings it up, calls out a play. Pat trying to get open. She's been mugged there a couple times. Here's a pass into the hands of Sorensen at the free throw line. Dribbles, hands it off to TT, bobbles it, drives, fakes, shoots, scoop shot, draws the foul. TT will go to the line for two. Taylor. A lot of physical play going on down at the post. And TT fouled. She'll go to the line for two shots. 12-8 Windsor. And Taylor. First free throw. Off the front of the rim. .430 left in the first. Cadence Marsh checking in for Windsor, replacing Reagan Johnson. TT's next attempt is no good. Rolls off the rim. Rebound controlled by Windsor. 4:24 to go in the first. 12-8, Windsor. Pass right side to Samantha Darnell. Double team there at the half court line, and they get it across. Here's a drive by Haley Wright. Missed the shot, and she's fouled. Boy.
Yeah, they're not afraid to drive to the basket, and they are quick with it.
So two shots for Haley Wright. Jocelyn Spires picks up her first. Glenwood Insurance, people you can trust, coverage you can count on. Glenwood Insurance is an independent agency insuring Colorado businesses, families, and individuals since 1911. Coverage area includes Aspen, the Roaring Fork Valley, and Garfield County. 945-9161. First free throw is good from Haley Wright. 13-8, Windsor. The winner will play the winner of the Roosevelt Durango game. Wright's second free throw is good. 14-8, Windsor. Spires brings it up. Uncontested. Now stops high post right side. Lobs it to Taylor. TT top of the key. Dribbles a couple times with the left hand. Pass down to Spires. Bad pass. Picked off by Windsor. Up the court comes Samantha Darnell. And she's called for traveling. Couldn't put the brakes on. 3:53 to go in the first quarter. And a 30-second timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier and the Glenwood Lady Demons. 14-8, Windsor. 3:53 left in the first quarter. Bay Equity Home Loans is proud to support our current and future Lady Demons. Looking to buy or refinance, call us at 970-330-5010. Go Lady Demons. And the Markovich and Sandoval families would like to congratulate the Glenwood hockey team and coaches on placing second in the state. Let's go Lady Demons basketball team and coaches. Let's keep this phenomenal season going till Saturday at the state championship. Glenwood football, you've been challenged. It's go time. Thanks to the Markovich and Sandoval families for helping to pay our expenses. A trip to Denver. 14-8 Windsor.
Yeah, that makes sense. They said, hey, all right, football team. These other sports are getting it done, getting into the Final Four and the championship game.
Glenwood ball out of bounds. Patch facing the press. Goes into Spires. Spires one-on-one with Jiracek. Gets it across the line. Windsor backs off. Spires behind the back dribble, taking it. Stops in the paint, kicks it out to Patch. Patch to Tori Taylor. TT stops left wing. Looking for somebody to go to. Flips it out to Patch. Patch right wing. Goes to Sorensen, resets the offense. 3:30 to go in the first. 14-8. Passed out to Tori Taylor. Bobbles it, gets it back. TT stops, shoots from the free throw line, and air ball. Rebound control by Darnell for Windsor. With the court comes the Wizards. Is a pass blocked by TT. Retrieved by Windsor, Cadence Marsh, and they call a jump ball as TT stuffed her there, and the possession goes to Glenwood. Patch inbounding, no press this time for the Wizards. T- Demons and the Wizards faced each other in 2018, and Windsor won that one 54-41. Reagan Johnson back in for Windsor, and Haley Wright back in. Referee counting to make sure there's five. A lot of shuffling. Sorensen will bring it up. Should be met there at half court by Reagan Johnson. Goes to Patch. Patch goes to Taylor. TT down low to Nykerk. Dribbles once. Stuffed. They're going to call foul. And Taya Nykerk will go to the line.
Yeah, she was sandwiched there by, it looks like, Wright and McNally.
Karen Nichols, the head coach, arguing that it was a clean block, but Nykerk out the line. Bollinger call for the foul. First free throw from Taya. Good. But she hit a couple of clutch free throws last week, didn't she, in the,
oh, yeah,
the waning seconds against GW. 3:03 to go, first quarter, 14-9. Windsor, and Nykerk's second free throw is perfect. 3 minutes to go in the first. Windsor by four. Bringing up the floor is Haley Wright. Patch the meter there at half court. Here's a pass almost picked up by Sorensen. Taken by Hess. Left wing to Johnson. Johnson double team there. There's a kick out pass to Rayleigh Hess. Baseline drive. Brick that shot. Rebound controlled by Windsor. Put back. No good. A foul. Julia Bollinger. Too many second chances for Windsor. And the foul called against Ruby Patch. That's her second.
So McNally came down with the offensive rebound there. Got fouled on the putback, so she'll be shooting two.
Astrid McNally, 6-foot sophomore. First free throw is good.
So Maddie Stewart checking in. Tori Taylor, Ruby Patch sitting down. Bailey Winder came in
second
as well.
Second free throw is good. So that's McNally, or not Bollinger. 16-10 Windsor. 2:35 to go. Sorensen has the ball. High post left side. Cross-hand dribble. Drives. Trying to penetrate. Nowhere to go. Cross. It goes in the corner to Winder. Winder to Spires. Spires with a drive. In the paint. Lays it up with the left hand. Missed the shot. Rebound off the hands of a Glenwood player. And it went. Was taken by Windsor. And then a quick timeout called by Coach Karen Nichols. She wants a 30-second timeout. 2:20 left in the first quarter. 16-10. The Wizards with the lead. Well, it's been, again, the too many second chances for Windsor.
Yeah.
Early on. Getting
Well, Coach was right when she said that they were fast and they were long. I mean they are taller. They're getting more offensive rebounds. I mean we've got one rebound for so far. One. Windsor has nine, four of them on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to win that battle, or at least, you know, whether it be boxing out, whether it be, you know, just working harder down there. But Windsor does have they've got the length on them right now.
2:20 left in the first. 16-10 Wizards. Darnell bring it up for Windsor. Met there by Nykerk. Flips it over to Rayleigh Hess. Hess to Wright. Here's Darnell. You go around the perimeter. Pass into Darnell. Gets stuffed there. Here's a handoff to Haley Wright. And she's fouled before the shot.
Yeah, Bailey Winder made the mistake of leaving her feet.
Not a foul, just that. Oh, it is a foul.
Yeah. It is a foul, yeah.
Winder picks up her first. A lot of fouls for Glenwood. TT checks back in for Glenwood. And Bailey Winder comes out. Minute 59 to go in the first.
We're at 16 fouls for Glenwood already.
Yeah. Pass into Jarosek. Double dribble called against Haley Wright. 16-10 Windsor. Nykerk inbounds to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen, cross-court pass to Maddie Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk in the near corner. Cross-court pass right wing to Sorensen. Launches a three. Get in there, ball. It's an off the rim. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. Ends up going to Windsor. Up the court comes Darnell. Darnell kicks it out to Johnson. And a 15-footer by Johnson. Reagan Johnson with the bucket. 18-10 Windsor. Nykerk. Hands it off to Spires. Her three-point attempt is blocked. And the ball out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Spires, if there's any flaw in her game, she does kind of start from the hip with that three.
Yeah.
Sorensen will inbound the baseline. Minute 17 to go in the first. And we got an offensive foul against Glenwood. There's 17 fouls.
So they're calling that on Nykerk.
Her first. Minute 17 to go. 18-10 Windsor. Oh, we don't want to get behind by double digits. Here's Wright, right in the corner to Hess. Hess down low to Brooklyn Jerosek, and she banks it in. Right now, Windsor are having their way. It's a 10-point lead for the Wizards. Under a minute to go in the first. Lob pass to Sorensen. Sorensen at the circle. Goes to Spires. Now to Nykerk. Steps back for a three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Nothing falling right now for Glenwood. Offense kind of in a stagnant mode. Pass up the court. Almost stolen by Spires. And it's knocked out of bounds with 43 seconds left here in the first. Rayleigh Hess inbounding for the Wizards. Goes in to Jurasek. Near the circle to Haley Wright. Flips it over to McDarnell. Pass down, no, knocked away. And a steal by Nykerk. Nykerk hands it off to Spires. Spires with a drive, double team, fakes, shoots. Drew the foul.
Oh, nope, they're going to call the travel.
And Jocelyn Spires, after that opening three, she's been frustrated. 20-10, Windsor. 27 seconds left in the first. Darnell brings it up for the Wizards. Goes in the far corner. Now they feed it down low. And wide open for the bucket is McNally. That's Bollinger, I'm sorry. It is Bollinger. I just heard the announcer. Pass to Taylor. TT, top of the key. Hands it off to Spires, breaking the basket. Nice give and go. There's the buckets. That's what they needed. And that ends the first quarter. It's a 10-point lead for Windsor, 22-12. Windsor with a lead over Glenwood after one quarter. This is KMTS. Back to the Denver Coliseum. One quarter in the books, and it's been Windsor dominating the boards, and they lead by 10, 22-12. So we go to the second quarter here in this Final Four matchup. Winner going on to the state championship on Saturday. Inbounds pass to Darnell for Windsor. She'll be met there by Sorensen. Pass to Wright. Rice jump pass left wing. There's a pass in the far corner to Rayleigh Hess. They go to to Bollinger. And traveling call against Haley Wright driving to the basket.
It's three mistake turnovers for Windsor already. Two travels and a double dribble.
Sorensen will bring it up, met there by a double team. Now launches it down to Ennewald. Ennewald kicks it out to Spires. Sets up for a three-pointer. Yes, ma'am! Oh, that's just what the doctor ordered. Joslin, 6 points, both on threes. 22-15. Windsor, pass on the brook down to Rayleigh Hess. Cross-court pass to Haley Wright. Drives, ball underneath, pass underneath to Rayleigh Hess. Missed the shot as she bobbled the ball. And ball out of bounds, Glenwood. All right, good start to the second quarter.
Yeah, that's the closest thing to a rebound we've seen from Glenwood. And we literally only have one rebound for Glenwood so far.
Bonson, the 5'11 freshman, checks in for the Wizards. Sorensen walks it up, chewing some gum. Looks like she's at Strawberry Park. Calls out of play at the circle. Dribbles right side, passes right side to Patch. Patch goes to Sorensen, top of the key. Sorensen dribbles around. Gets a pick, drives, puts up a shot. Yeah, got a beautiful shot, Brianna Sorensen. How do you do? Oh, that was pretty. 22-17. Glenwood within five. Bounce pass right wing to Hess. Hess started close to the air by Spires. Pass to Darnell at the circle. Hess. Kick out pass to Rayleigh Hess. Now they're going to call Spires for a foul. She did not like the call. It's a one-and-one now. That was ticky-tack.
Yeah.
I agree with Joslyn. That's her second.
Well, it's just inconsistent. I mean, you get people that are getting hacked and not called down here.
Yeah.
And then a slight reach in over here.
Rayleigh Hess' first free throw is good. Earns another one. Watch out, that's secondary. 23-17, Windsor. 6:29 to go in the half. Hess with a second free throw. Good. Rattled that one in. 24-17, Wizards. Matea Ennewald will inbound it. No pressure this time. Sorensen will walk it up. Give him that gum a workout. Sorensen, that beautiful layup a couple minutes ago. Crossover dribble gets a pick from Ennewald. Goes to Patch, left wing. Patch dribbles around top of the key. Ball gets bumped. She gets it back. In trouble, hands it off to Spires. Joslyn near the circle. Joslyn setting up. Behind the back dribble. Lobs it to TT. TT with a drive. Pivots. Goes to Ennewald. Ennewald kicks it out to Patch. Patch, top of the key. Here's Sorensen. Sorensen, left side, stops top of the key. And is going to kick it out to Spires. Spires, top of the key, between the leg dribble. Setting up the O. Gets a pick from Ennewald. Ennewald, there's a little give and go to Ennewald. Ball bobbles around. Matea battling for it on the floor. Possession is going to remain with Glenwood. Jump ball. Boy, Matea set a big pick there. Did you see that?
She
very
did.
Physical.
Yeah.
5:36 to go in the half. 24-17. Yeah, Windsor with the lead.
Then on the give and go, the bounce pass bounced off her knee in the middle of traffic there.
Patch inbounding, baseline, lobs it into Taylor. Taylor fakes the defender, banks it, got it. The bank is open. TT with the bucket. 24-19, Windsor. 5:28 to go in the half. Haley Wright, cross court to Darnell. Back to Wright. Right wing. Back to Darnell. Ball knocked away, taken by Darnell. And good, that was our Haley Wright with the bucket. Little 10-foot jumper in the paint.
So Windsor's playing a man-to-man defense. Glenwood's been in the zone so far.
26-19, Windsor. And Sorensen is fouled. A little reach in there by... That's number five, Gabby Gales. Spires inbounding, just under 5 minutes to go here in the half. Bounce pass to Sorensen. Holding the ball on her right hip, dribbles a couple times. Gales guarding her. Lobs it right wing to Patch. Ruby ball has the ball knocked away, gets it back. Holding that ball up, tempting the defender. Patch to Sorensen, left wing. Sorensen getting bumped there, and there's another foul. And that's Haley Wright picking up the foul. That's going to be five team fouls for Windsor. 26-19 Wizards. Spires inbounding. Nykerk in for Ruby Patch. 4:40 left in the half. Spires in front of the bench. In front of the scorer's table. Hands it off to Sorensen. Sorensen calling out a play. Gale gets past Gales. Drives. Finds a lane. Loses the ball on a steal by Windsor. Up the court comes Darnell. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound caroms away. It's controlled by Spires and she's fouled. Going back the other way. ...26-19 Windsor, 4:27 to go in the half. One more puts Glenwood at the line.
Some starters for Windsor coming back in. Hess is back in. Johnson is back in.
No press. Nykerk into Sorensen. Sorensen brings it up. High post right side. Lobs it down to TT, double team, banks it, missed the shot. But she's fouled.
She got the foul, yeah.
And TT to the line. 4:15 left in the half, 26-19, Windsor.
So Tori missed her first two free throw shots. Let's see if she can get back to that percentage we saw
Tori
last time.
Missing it. That one's off the back of the iron. She's 0 for 3. Second free throw. That time she got it. 26-20, Windsor. Coming up on the 4-minute mark here in the half. Haley Wright met there by Sorensen at half court. Wright pass out in the left wing. Now they kick it out to Jiracek. Jiracek in the corner to Haley Wright for three. No good. Rebound controlled by Torrey Taylor. Going to call jump ball possession Windsor. As TT came down the floor with it. And Wright will inbound for Windsor. Just under 4 minutes to go in the half. Goes to Bollinger. Here's a 17-footer. No, they call it a three-pointer from Haley Wright. Her toes are just outside the arc. That's a big shot. 29-20, Windsor. 3:40 to go in the half. Sorensen calling out a play. Here's Spires, left wing. Joslin holding the ball. Gets a pick from Taylor. Finds a lane, drives, scoop shot, missed it. Rebound controlled by Windsor. Pulled down by Rayleigh Hess. It's cross court to Haley Wright. Wright to Jiracek. Hess with a drive. Here's a kick out. Jiracek thought about a three. Drive by Hess. 15-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Spires. Spires at the left side. Fast break, Glenwood. Windsor quickly back on defense. Cross-hand dribble. Goes through the key. Stops right wing. Spires hands it off to Nykerk. Nykerk stops top of the key. Goes down to Ennewald in the paint. Wants to go to the basket. Little drop step. Kick out pass. He's trying to kick it out to Torrey Taylor. Picked off by Bollinger. Pass down low. The layup good. They get it down to Reagan Johnson. Timeout, Glenwood. Biggest lead of the night for Windsor. Glenwood got within four, now down by 11, 31-20. And it's a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. Back to the Denver Coliseum on this Thursday night. Glad you could join us here on KMTS. Final four action, the Glenwood Lady Demons and the Windsor Wizards. Wizards up 31-20, their biggest lead of the night. Glenwood got within four. But the Windsors, as they made some... Put some starters back in the game and picked it up defensively. And they've been great on the boards. Spires inbounds to Sorensen. Sorensen quickly to get it up the court. Top of the key. Crossover dribble. Bounce pass trying to go underneath the Ennewald. Kicked out of bounds by Windsor. Then with ball out of bounds at the baseline. You can hear Coach Mosier calling out a play. Here's Sorensen. Goes into Nykerk. Pass was too high, off her head, out of bounds. Or almost went out of bounds. Taken by Windsor, lays it up. And oh, missed the shot. That shot missed by Rayleigh Hess. Missed the left-handed layup. Ball goes out of bounds. It is Glenwood ball. As Hess, a 6-foot sophomore, missed the easy layup. Good job by Glenwood to get back on D. 2:24 to go in the half. 31-20, Windsor. Sorensen, right wing. Goes top of the key to Ennewald. Ennewald flips it over to Spires, left wing. Spires, top of the key to TT. Fakes the shot. Stops, pivots. Smothered there. Bounce pass, trying to force it into Sorensen. Bad pass, picked off by Wright. Here's Darnell to Wright, right wing. Minute 53 to go. Pass to Johnson. Drive, baseline drive. Shot is blocked by Ennewald. Rejected by Matea. She's done... All season long, a clean block out of bounds. Right in front of the Glenwood cheerleaders who made the trip. Minute 47 to go. Here in the half. 11-point lead for Windsor. They've got the ball. Right inbounding baseline. Kicks it in to Rayleigh Hess with a drive against TT. Puts up a left-handed shot. Doesn't go. Rebound Ennewald. Matea clears it. Hands it off to Nykerk. Nykerk up the right side. Goes to Sorensen, right wing. Brianna holding the ball over her head. Goes to TT. TT fakes the shot, drives, puts up a shot, is fouled, no call. Are you kidding me? Got hit on the wrist. Pass up the court to Marsh. Marsh's shot is blocked, gets the ball back, shoots it. Traveling against Cadence Marsh.
Did you see who got the block on that one?
I think it was Taylor. Spires inbounding, minute 22 to go in the half. Goes into Sorensen. Barks out of play. Lively crowd here at the Denver Coliseum. 11-point lead for Windsor. Sorensen, little hesitation move, hands it off to Spires. Spires hands it off to Nykerk. Nykerk kicks it over to Ennewald at the baseline. Drives, banks it. Yes, got the bounce. Boy, did that break a long drought. But Etowah with her first basket. Needs a few more of those. Under a minute to go. 31-22. Windsor. Here's Marsh. Now Sharpie. Darnell back it up, top of the key. Little jump pass to Jarosek. Puts up a shot good from the free throw line. She's been deadly. 33-22. Windsor, 37 seconds to go in the half. Here's Ennewald at the top of the key, gets a pick from Taylor, drives, kick it out in the corner to Sorensen. Sorensen backs up, smothered there, needs some help, goes into Nykerk. Nykerk at the baseline, holding on to the ball, he's got to get rid of it, goes to Torrey Taylor. TT puts up a wild shot, bank shot, no chance of going, didn't draw iron. 13 seconds left. Up the court comes Haley Wright, lays it up, and he is fouled. And I think it's going to go against Spires. That's going to be number three. Yep. Oh, boy. So she will have to sit. Well, 9 seconds left.
Yep. Let her finish out the half.
Yeah. Haley Wright at the line. Windsor, as a team, shoots 59% from the line. Wright's first free throw is good. 34-22, their biggest lead. Terry Taylor comes out, Spires out, Stewart and Helms in for Glenwood. 9 seconds left here in the half. Haley Wright, senior. Second free throw is good. 35-22. Windsor. Ennewald inbounding. Hands it off to Sorensen. 8 seconds. 7, 6, 5. Sorensen bobbles the ball. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Launches a shot. Just threw up a prayer. Rebound. Put back. Ennewald doesn't go. And that's the story of the first half. Just missed shots, missed opportunities. And Glenwood down by 13 at the half. 35-22 Windsor in this final four game from the Denver Coliseum. This is KMTS. Yeah, welcome back to the Denver Coliseum. Ron Milhorn, Keith Harris, courtside. Halftime of the Final Four game between the Glenwood Lady Demons and the Windsor Wizards, the fourth-seeded Windsor Wizards. And Windsor, the Wizards are controlling things right now. They lead by 13, 35-22. Got up to a great start, 22 points in the first quarter, just 12 for Glenwood in that first period. A 13-10 edge for Windsor in the second period. There were... Glenwood went on a nice 7-0 run to start the second quarter. Got within 4 points, and now it's a 13-point lead. Glenwood having trouble controlling the boards. Some of the open looks, they're not getting layups. Windsor getting steals, breakaway layups. And Windsor, 59% on the season from the free throw line. They're on target tonight.
Yeah, they're 10 for 12 from the free throw line. That's shooting a lot better than they normally do.
Torrey Taylor with 7 points. To lead Glenwood, 3 of 6 from the field. Jocelyn Spires has 6 points with a couple of three-pointers, including the opening basket. Tan Nykerk with a three. Or with 3 points. And 2 points from Matea Ennewald. And Brianna Sorensen with two. So... the rebounding is a big key right now, and Torrey Taylor missed a couple of free throws. It would have made the game a little bit closer. But they got to play a little bit of defense, maybe make some adjustments defensively. Go to a man instead of the zone, and be careful with the ball.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, Windsor's been playing a man defense. Glenwood's been playing a zone, which their zone in the past has been, you know, a steel machine. You know, Torrey Taylor up top, you know, that kind of thing. But against Windsor, just moving too quickly. They're moving the ball way too quickly. And with that zone, the defender's not getting there in time. By the time the defender gets to the person who just got the ball, the pass has already gone to somebody else down low. I mean, you can see that Windsor hasn't taken very many three-pointers. I mean, they've only taken, I think, two the whole game. They're looking to get it down low. They've got cutters and and they're moving fast enough that that's the shots they're getting, and then they're getting all the rebounds, so that they're getting all those putbacks as well. So you got to wonder, you know, does it shift up to a man defense or something a little bit different, if that's going to be something that Coach Mosier's going to be doing.
Jarasek has 8 points for Windsor. Haley Wright with 7. Julia Bollinger with 4. Samantha Darnell with 3. 5 points from Rayleigh Hess. Just the balanced attack for the Windsor Wizards. Roosevelt and Durango out warming up here at halftime. And they'll play the next game. The winner of the Glenwood-Windsor game will play the winner of the Roosevelt-Durango game. Glenwood Insurance, people you can trust, coverage you can count on. Glenwood Insurance is an independent agency insuring Colorado businesses, families, and individuals since 1911. The coverage area includes Aspen, Roaring Fork Valley, and Garfield County. 970-945-9161. Bay Equity Home Loans, proud to support the current and future Lady Demons. Looking to buy or refinance, call us at 970-330-5010. Go Lady Demons. And the Markovich and Sandoval families would like to congratulate the Glenwood hockey team and coaches on placing second in state. Let's go Lady Demons basketball team and coaches. Let's keep this phenomenal season going till Saturday at the state championship. Glenwood football, you've been challenged. It's go time. Thanks to our additional sponsors this postseason.
Yeah, stat-wise, there's not a whole lot to report. Rebound-wise, Ennewald is the leading rebounder for Glenwood with 2. Spires has 1, Taylor has 1, Sorensen has 1. We do have 3 blocks. Ennewald has 1, Taylor has 2. For Windsor, it's kind of spread around. They're leading with 14 rebounds versus our 5, being led by Jarasek, who's got 3, Darnell, who's got 3. Steals, we're losing the battle there as well. We only have 3 steals. They're sitting on 7 steals so far. Almost all of our turnovers have been on steals. So, you know, just seeing their defense, and again, their quickness is making a huge difference right now. And we saw there at the end of the second half, we saw some desperation shots. You know, Glenwood was getting frustrated and just heaving something up. So they got to clean that up and say, okay, you can't take those kind of shots.
And they're trying to find a cutter through the key, not along the baseline, and throwing the ball away. Got to get better passing going. Just looking at the tournament, this bracket started February 21st. Glenwood beat the Golden Demons 46-32 on their home court. And then defeated Green Mountain 51-35 to make it to the Grade 8, and that was a rematch with Green Mountain. They lost by 30 back in January in Lakewood, and avenged that loss, shut down their top scorer, 24 points a game, and advanced to the Grade 8. And then last week, 1 week ago tonight, knocked off George Washington, the number one team, 48-41, to earn a spot here in the Final Four. So 16 minutes left to decide who goes to the state championship for 2023. And the Glenwood Blue Demons coming out. If you're getting a little pep talk from Coach Mosier. I just can't say enough about Coach Rhonda Mosier. What a job she's done. You know, I thought perhaps after her daughter's graduated, she would move on. She's got a successful law practice.
Yep.
But she just loves being around the girls and coaching and mentoring young ladies. And
you can tell her team loves her.
Yeah.
I mean, they respond to her. You can tell by the way she talks to them, the way they talk back, that kind of thing. There's a great relationship there.
So we'll switch sides here. Ruby Patch will inbound for Glenwood, sharing a lighthearted moment with one of the officials. So get ready for half number 2. Ennewald, Tori Taylor sharing a laugh and a little hug there before we get started here in the second half. All right, deep breath. Here we go. Patch will inbound to Sorensen. About ready. Sorensen being guarded there by Jarasek, giving up a couple inches in height. Sorensen goes back court. She can't shake Jurasek. Now goes into Spires. Spires coming to help her out. Has the ball near the circle. Between the leg dribble. Bounce pass to Patch on the right wing. Patch lobbing it down to Taylor. Taylor tried to muscle it up and knocked out of bounds. Blocked there by Reagan Johnson.
Torrey was expecting a foul there.
Yeah. Patch inbounding baseline. 35-22 Windsor. Lob pass into Taylor. Taylor puts up a shot. Rolls off the rib. No good. And now foul's going to be called on Taylor. And she came down the floor hard with Rayleigh Hess. And TT picks up her first. Second half just underway. Windsor Wizards by 13. Walking up the floor is Darnell. Dribbles left side, trying to scope out the D. Dishes off to Hess. Hess to Jurasek to Johnson. Johnson down low to Hess. Hess trying to post up. Lost the ball. Got it back. Now it goes into the hands of Darnell. Darnell with a drive. Her shot is blocked.
By Edelwald. Yep.
Edelwald with the block. Spires gets a loose ball. Goes to Sorensen. Sorensen in the corner to Patch. Patch down to Edelwald. Double team. Puts up a shot. No! Rolls off the rim. No good. Up the court comes Darnell. And a pass down low to Reagan Johnson for the bucket. 37-22. Tori Taylor has the ball stripped. Thought she was fouled. No call. Windsor ball. They lead 37-22. Their biggest lead. 6:45 to go in the third. Johnson, one-on-one with Sorensen. Left wing to Hess. Hess, top of the key. Hesitation move. Backs up right wing. Hess with a drive. Put her shoulder down. Good offensive foul. Now traveling. Good job by TT to hold her ground.
Well, Glenwood has switched to a man defense, and so far it seems to be serving them a little better. They're not. Windsor's not getting all the passing done that they were before.
Patch inbounding. And Hess comes out for Windsor. Pass into Sorensen. Hold the ball on her right hip, asking for a pick. She brings it up. They're going to meet her double team. Pass over to Edelwald. Edelwald, top of the key. She'll put up a long jump shot, and it's off the rim. No good. Well, you can't have her shoot those outside shots. You meet her down low. Darnell up the court to Johnson. Johnson with a shot. Easy layup. This thing's getting out of hand. 39-22, 17-point lead for Windsor. Here's Spires. Her pass is blocked and plucked out of the air by Darnell. Here's a drive and a layup blocked by Edelwald. They're going to call Matea for a foul. That's her third.
Yeah, you can tell Matea's frustrated. Normally you see a grin on her face almost all the time, and there's no grin in this one.
39-22. Reagan Johnson with 10 points for Windsor. Darnell at the line. First free throw is good.
It's Bollinger.
Bollinger, sorry. Yeah. Number 30. 40-22. Windsor. Second free throw. Missed the free throw. Rebound taken by Patch. Patch to Sorensen. Sorensen up the left side. Sorensen gets a pick from Patch. Drives. Puts up a hook shot. Missed it. Came up way short. Rebound controlled by Bollinger for Windsor. Every missed shot is painful. His time is winding down by 18 now. Haley Wright, right wing, met there by Sorensen. Head fake, bounce pass to Jurasek.
And a travel, yep.
Cadence Marsh in for Windsor.
It's the fifth traveling call for Windsor.
Glenwood calls timeout, Coach Ron Mosier. Calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. Lady Demons trailing the Windsor Wizards 40-22 with 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Glenwood Insurance, people you can trust, coverage you can count on. Glenwood Insurance, an independent agency insuring Colorado businesses, families, and individuals since 1911. Coverage area includes Aspen, the Roaring Fork Valley, and Garfield County. Give them a call, 945-9161. Glenwood Insurance. Well, tough sledding for Glenwood. Shots not falling. And Windsor just very quick and long, playing tough D, tough on the glass. Glenwood trailing by 18. Nykirk will inbound. No press. Windsor playing a zone. Sorensen walks it up at the circle. Holds the ball overhead, goes to Taylor, top of the key. Fakes the handoff. Taylor, top of the key. Pass down to Ennewald. Ennewald against the defender. A little fadeaway baseline jumper. No good. Off the side of the backboard. Just brick that one. Tough shot. The defender right in her face. Here's a drive by Rayleigh Hess. Lays it up. Misses the foul.
Offensive foul
against Hess.
Taylor did a great job getting position, getting her feet set. And Hess just ran her over.
5 minutes left in the third. 40-22, Windsor. Nykirk inbounding. Sorensen. Telling Coach Ron Mosier, telling Brianna, let's go. Get it up the floor. Sorensen right wing, or right, Spires rather, double team. Gets tripped. That's an offensive foul, or rather defensive foul against Samantha Darnell. Check that. That's Haley Wright picking up the foul. Each team with two fouls. So nobody going the line anytime soon. Spires inbounding, front of the table. Now what? Got a foul against Windsor. And just like that, Wright picks up her second foul inside of 10 seconds. And Wright's going to come out, replaced by Brooklyn Jarosek, who's been very effective. Spires inbounding. It's Joslin. Bounce pass to Ennewald. Ennewald backing up. Goes to Taylor from the free throw line. Banks it. Missed it badly. Rebound. Ennewald. Put back attempt. Went to the weak side of the glass. Nice move by Matea.
Great move.
40-24. Windsor. 4:30 left in the third. Rayleigh Hess. Guarded there by Taylor. TT. Playing tough D. Drive by Hess. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound controlled by Bollinger. Battle for it on the floor between Nykirk and Bollinger, and jump ball called. Possession will remain with the Wizards. Marsh out for Windsor. Replaced.
Johnson's back in.
Johnson. Yeah. Pass inbounding baseline. Pass into Jarosek. Lays it up with the right hand. Won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Windsor. Now TT comes down with it on the second attempt. Spires has it up right side. In the near corner to Nykirk. Lobs it down to Ennewald. Bad pass as Reagan Johnson fronting her got the pick. Under 4 minutes to go in the third. 40-24 Windsor. Up the court comes Darnell. Met there by Spires. Pass right wing to Jarosek. Sorensen out to guard her. Is it give and go?
It's a travel, yeah.
Traveling against Jarosek. These are sophomore mistakes. There's a lot of underclassmen playing for Wizards, the Wizards. Good players. A lot of silly mistakes. They're still up by 16. 3:35 to go. Sorensen lobs it down to Ennewald. Ball tipped and a steal. And it's off the hands. It is Windsor ball. They're trying to float it down to Matea.
But they're just not putting enough on it. I mean, they're not getting it over Johnson. I know Johnson's a good athlete, so she's got a good jump there. But
and Sorensen's going to come out. Stewart in. And Coach Rhonda Mosier just wants to have a chat with her. But she's not going to sit on the bench long. Pass is picked off by Spires. Spires. Ball knocked away. Flips it. Backhand flip to Nykirk. Nykirk baseline. Floats it with the right hand. Missed the shot. Oh, man. Nothing falling. Up the court comes Jarosek for Windsor. Pass to Darnell. Backs up near the circle. 3:10 to go in the third. Wizards by 16. Darnell one-on-one with Spires. Darnell's got it again. Spires in her grill. 2:56 to go. Pass to Jarosek, right wing. Top of the key to Johnson. Left wing to Marsh. They go down low to Jarosek, who banks it in, it didn't even hit the net.
Yeah, I'd say it didn't look like it hit anything.
42-24. Back to an 18-point lead for the Wizards. Taylor with a drive. Taylor stops, pivots. Scoop shot with the right hand. Missed it. She's fouled. And TT to the line. You can't fault TT for the effort tonight. Boy, she has been working hard.
Yep. It's her third trip to the line. She's 1-for-4 so far.
Bay Equity Home Loans. Proud to support our current and future Lady Demons. Looking to buy or refinance, call us at 970-330-5010. First free throw rattles in and out. Go Lady Demons. Isn't that just the story of the game?
Yeah, that was Jeepers. Halfway down the cylinder.
Stewart out. Sorensen back in after a little pep talk. 2:32 to go in the third. 42-24 Windsor. Second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Marsh for Windsor. Out. 2:20 left. Sorensen guarding Sharpie. Pass down low, picked off by Inewald. Inewald hands it off to Tori Taylor, coming from behind to get the pick. Ball's on the floor, battle for it. It ends up with Windsor on the backcourt. Pass up the court to Marsh. Marsh has the ball stripped by Inewald. Gets it back, dribbles up the floor, now stops and hands it off to Tori Taylor. Tori Taylor flips it over to Brianna Sorensen. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Nykerk. Nykerk backs up for a long two-pointer. In and out, no good. Man, oh man. She was open for about a 17-footer just inside the arc. And Spires picks up her fourth foul on the transition. And Joslyn will have to come out.
Yeah, so Spires and Taylor come out. Helms and Patch come in for them.
Minute 50 left in the third. Lady Demons trail by 18. It's a pass to Rayleigh Hess, top of the key, drives, kick out, baseline drive by Marsh, got it in the foul. 20-point lead, could be 21. Cadence Marsh with her first basket, chance for a three-point play.
Boy, it seemed to me like Taya Nykerk had gotten planted in front of her.
Anawal picks up her fourth. First, the free throw is good. Three-point play. Biggest lead of the night, 45-24 Windsor. The Markovich and Sandoval families would like to congratulate the Glenwood hockey team and coaches on placing second in the state. Let's go Lady Demons basketball team and coaches. Keep this phenomenal season going until Saturday at the state championship. Glenwood football, you've been challenged. It's go time. Sorensen, crossover dribble, drives. Kick out pass to Nykerk. Nykerk left wing. Nykerk gets a pick. Taya stops. Getting mugged there. A lot of physical play going on. Now flips it over to Edewald. Edewald backs it up. Minute 15 to go. Pass trying to go down to Lindsay Helms. Lost it. Sorensen gets the loose ball. She's on the right wing. She's going to drive. Ball stripped. Loose ball ends up with Patch. Patch back to Sorensen, left wing. Sorensen with a drive. Forces up a shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound. Edewald put back. Clanks it on the underside of the rim. Pass up the court to a wide open Willow Sharpie, lays it up and in. The backup's now getting easy buckets. 47-24 Windsor. Sorensen right wing. Sorensen drives in the paint, tried to force up a shot, ball stripped by Sharpie. Pass up the court to Darnell. Right wing, backing it up, 25 seconds left in the third. Darnell with a drive, lays it up. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Bollinger. And now they're going to call a foul against Windsor.
Yeah, it's going to go against Bollinger. She came over the back there.
21 seconds left in the third. 47-24. Wizards with the lead over Glenwood. Patch inbounding. Bollinger comes out. Sorensen calls out a play. Pass is picked off. Here's Hess taking it coast to coast, lays it up, and fouled by Ruby Patch.
Glenwood they're just looking exhausted. They're looking tired.
Yeah.
Tell by their body language.
getting lazy with their passes.
Yeah. Patch picks up her third. 9 seconds left in the third. 47-24, Windsor. Rayleigh Hess at the line. Free throw is good.
She's 4 for 4 from the line.
So much for 59%.
Yeah.
On the season.
Yeah, they've only missed 3.
Second free throw, perfect. 49-24. Windsor with the lead. Patch, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Goes a Nykerk ball, bobbled away, and goes out of bounds right in front of us with 0.2 seconds. Patch inbounding. Goes into Taylor. Taylor can't get off a shot, and that'll do it for the third. It's all Windsor, 49-24, 8 minutes left to go in this season. You're in this final four game. This is KMTS. Glenwood Lady Demons outscored 14-2 in that third quarter. Glenwood trailing Windsor 49-24 as we go to the final 8 minutes of this 2023 season. Unless Glenwood can mount a miraculous comeback. Spires hustled, got the ball. She's got 4 fouls. Bounce pass to Taylor. Taylor with a jump shot. Good little fadeaway from 10 feet. That was pretty. TT with the bucket.
Glenwood going with a full court press now.
Pass into Haley Wright. They get it up the floor to Rayleigh Hess. Here's a baseline jumper. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Maddie Stewart. Stewart brings it up. Goes to Spires. Spires stops right wing. Lobs it top of the key to Taylor. Taylor with a drive. Floater. Banks it. Missed it. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hess. Loose ball. Bobbles around. Ends up back in Hess's hands. Hands it off to Darnell at the circle. Guarded there by Spires. 7-10 to go in the game. 49-26 Windsor. Here's Johnson at the circle. Hands it off to Haley Wright. And Windsor's going to milk as much clock as they can with a big lead. Stewart gets around the pick, trying to defend. Hand off to Jiracek. Left wing to Reagan Johnson. Johnson, little hook pass, picked off by Spires. Spires, but between the leg dribble, crossover dribble, getting bumped, getting ridden by her hit on her hip there. Stops top of the key. It goes to Taylor. Taylor fakes. Taylor shoots a three. You betcha! TT! How about it? Join the three-point club. Atta girl. 49-29. 6:25 to go. And Taylor wrestling for the ball. And oh boy, Karen Nichols is ticked. She's yelling at the ref.
Yeah, she's yelling, how is that not a foul?
Oh boy, she has had some choice words.
Woo! She called the timeout and then was about 2 feet from the ref's face.
49-29 Windsor, 6:19 to go in the game. This is KMTS. 6:19 to go in the ball game. Glenwood trailing Windsor, 49-29. Winner move on to the state championship. Right now it looks like Windsor, but Glenwood making a nice little run here.
Well, on the shoulders of Tori Taylor.
Yeah.
Making it, you know, she's kind of creating her own shots here and buried a three-pointer. We haven't seen her take a three-pointer in a long time.
Haley Wright inbounding. Pass almost picked off by Spires. In the backcourt is Darnell. Left wing to Johnson. Johnson to Wright. You go down low. There's a shot from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Darnell. Her putback is no good. And Matea Inawal with the rebound. Hands it off to Ruby Patch. Patch brings it up center court. Lobs it left wing to Stewart. Stewart to Spires. Top of the key. Launches a three. Rainbow. Off the back of the rim, no good. Patch knocked to the floor. Ball out of bounds in front of the Glenwood bench there. Wizards ball. Sorensen back in. Along with Nykerk. Patch and Stewart out. 5:47 to go in the game. 49-29 Windsor. Bounce pass to Darnell. Spires guarding her. Staying with her the length of the floor. Good footwork. Staying with her. Darnell can't shake her. Now drives right side in the middle of the paint. Puts up a shot, and she's fouled.
Yep,
going down the center lane there.
going to be called on Innewald.
And Matea picks up her fifth. Is that it?
I think that's her fourth.
Is that her fourth?
Okay.
Yeah. Not ready to say goodbye to number 11. 5:32 to go in the game. Darnell's first free throw. Pushed it off to the left. Jurasek in for Windsor. Johnson comes out. Darnell at the line. Her second free throw attempt is good. 5:30 to go in the game. 50-29, Windsor. Sorensen right wing, cross-hand dribble, stops, lobs it pat down to Taylor. TT pivots, puts up a shot, bricks that one. Rebound into the hands of Haley Wright. Up the court, and Nykerk almost got a steal, knocked it out of bounds. As they're trying to get it up to Bollinger. Or rather, Darnell. No, Bollinger, excuse me. Wright inbounding in front of the table. Bounce pass, top of the key to Hess. Up there by TT. 5:14 left. Right wing to Bollinger. With a drive. Gets bumped there.
Oh, they're calling that a
block. Are you kidding me?
Innewald?
Matea was stationary. She had her feet planted. You can't be serious. You can't be serious.
That's her fifth.
That's terrible. And Matea Innewald fouls out. That was a brutal call. Her feet were planted like they were in cement. So Bailey Winder comes in to replace her. Brutal call. Darnell at the line. First free throw is good. 5:06 to go in the game. 51-29, Windsor. Darnell's second free throw. Perfect. Boy, they've been just terrific at the line tonight. Spires brings it up left side. Spires left wing. Lobs it down to Taylor. Ball knocked away. Did a backhand no-look pass, but into the hands of Darnell. Brings it up the court. Lays it up and in. Man, oh, man. 4:49 to go. 54-29. Windsor. Sorensen left wing. Gets a pick from Taylor. Fakes the three. Here's TT left wing. TT with a drive. Scoop shot. Shot is blocked. Loose ball into the hands of Bollinger. Up the court comes Darnell. Her pass down low. Wide open is Haley Wright. She banks it in. 56-29. I don't think there's going to be any miracles in this one. Sorensen. TT trying to post up. She wants that ball. Nykerk's got it top of the key, protecting the ball from the defender. Dribbles a couple times and puts up a float of the right hand off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Taylor. Fakes the shot, drives, lays it up, banks it, missed it off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound, put back, and she's fouled, and TT to the line. Just got to love the effort. Well, this wonderful season, the curtain's coming down. But to be considered one of the top four teams in the state.
Oh, yeah.
Is one heck of an accomplishment.
Well, especially after they had a really slow start.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of those early games. And then, you know, we saw just a fantastic turnaround from the Montrose game on. You know, other than the one loss to Durango, they ended the season on a high and made it as far as any other Glenwood team has ever been.
TT with 10 points. Make it 11. She hits the first free throw. Second free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. Up the court comes Darnell for Windsor. 3:55 to go. Reagan Johnson. Here's a pass. It goes through the legs, but Windsor went through the legs of Darnell. They maintain possession. She drives in the middle of the key. And nice handoff to number 23, Madeline Bonson, 5'11", freshman. And Bonson put her down for two. Sorensen, top of the key, bounce pass to Spires. Spires trying to drive. Gets cut off there at the baseline. Her pass goes to Nykerk. Nykerk hands it off to Spires with a drive. Ball knocked away, gets it back. Defender falls to the floor, and Spires knocks one down. Give her 10 points. Spires with the bucket. 3 minutes to go in the game. 58-32, Windsor. It's been all Wizards tonight. Spires going for the ball. Guarding Samantha Darnell. Tori Taylor knocking. Poking at the ball there and knocked out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on TT. That's her second. 2:53 to go. Lindsey Helms checking in along with Ruby Patch.
Tori Taylor and Winder coming out.
Maddie Bonson in for Windsor. So Coach Karen Nichols making some substitutions, getting some backup players in with this game out of hand. Also coming in, Gabby Gales in for Windsor. 2:53 to go in the game. 58-32. Darnell for a 1-1. First free throw is good. Boy, their free throw shooting has been sensational tonight. Glenwood hasn't gotten to the line that often tonight. Darnell's second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped by Patch, taken by Spires up the right side. Spires taking it coast to coast, trying to force up a ball, got thrown to the floor and hit hard, and she's hurt. Are you serious? Oh,
yeah.
Joslyn getting to her knees.
It was Bonson that tied her up and then just spun her down. Spires came down on her left ribs.
Body slam. And Joslyn wiping the sweat from her face and a few tears. She knows her high school career is coming to an end. What a marvelous player she's been. And Darnell came over to check on her and make sure she's all right. That was good sportsmanship. Darnell coming out, getting a big hug from Karen Nichols as Windsor is going to make a return trip to the state championship. Spires at the line. And her first free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Windsor. How did they say white? How's it their ball?
Stewart's coming in for Spires.
Spires a little shaken up. Physically and emotionally, being comforted by Coach Ron Mosier. 2:40 left in the game. 59-32, Windsor. Here's a pass almost picked up by Nykirk. A foul against Windsor.
It's Bonson. She's kind of a bowl in a china shop out there.
Sorensen calls out a play. Lobs it down to Helms. Helms with a drive. Helms with a layup. Missed the shot. Came up short. Man. Bonson bringing it up. Nice bounce pass and a shot. Easy bucket there for number 21, Willow Sharpie. 61-32. Sorensen throws up a prayer there. No chance. Little left-handed scoop shot there. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Timeouts, Windsor. Thirty-second timeout. 61-32. Wizards with the commanding lead. With a minute 58 to go in the ball game. Glenwood Insurance, people you can trust, coverage you can count on. Glenwood Insurance, an independent agency insuring Colorado businesses, families, and individuals since 1911. Coverage area includes Aspen, the Roaring Fork Valley, and Garfield County. 945-9161. Well, we're hoping.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you see, you know, a team that is able to knock down, you know, the number one seed,
yep.
You know, in that you know, the grade eight. You think that, you know, they got to have a chance, and they did. They have a chance. This Windsor team is just fast and large.
Joslin back in the game for Glenwood. Gabby Gales with the ball. Here's Willow Sharpie. Puts up a shot from 10 feet. No, it won't go. Ball caroms around. Retrieved. Saved by Windsor. Cadence Marsh. Helena Gilmore for Windsor. Now Sharpie. Nykirk going after the ball. Hand out to Marsh. Maddie Bonson. Willow Sharpie and a foul. And you can see in their faces, in the Glenwood girls' faces, the seconds are ticking away.
Yeah.
This is the last time they'll play together, the Fab Five. And I want one of those shirts.
Yeah. And all four of the Fab Five are out there with Matea Innewald having fouled out earlier.
First free throw is good. Willow Sharpie at the line. 30-point lead. Second free throw. Perfect. And flawless at the line. Spires brings it up. She finds an open lane. She takes it. She drives. She shoots. She misses. Joslin Spires to the line for two shots. Minute 14 to go.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, Windsor's shooting 84% from the free throw line.
Wow.
Having come into this game, what, a 59%, you said?
Yeah. Spires at the line. And gets the bounce on the first free throw. And five fresh players coming in for Glenwood. TT out. Actually four until Joslin shoots her next free throw. Patch out. Sorensen out. Windsor making substitutions, hugs now. And boy, quite the contrast. Last week, the Glenwood girls were elated as they knocked off GW. Spires hits the second free throw.
And she's done. Davies coming in for her.
Spires finishes with...
I've got her for 12 points.
Minute 14 to go. We got Anastasia, Lindsay Helms in, Bailey Winder. A lot of backups in for Windsor. They turn the ball over. Minute 3 left. Chloe Davies inbounding. Wattier in the game for Glenwood. Drive by Stewart. Baseline jump shot doesn't go. Maddie will go to the line for two. 53 seconds left. Well, it's been a joy and a pleasure to call high school basketball this season. And just so much fun to call the Glenwood girls. The boys, too. They had a great season as well. Stewart, first free throw off the back of the rim. And I don't take it for granted being able to go to the postseason year after year. Whether it's in Aspen or Glenwood. And Stewart put her down for a bucket. Hits the free throw. 63-35, 50 seconds left. Windsor fans on their feet. Knowing they're going to the state championship. Free throw is missed. Rebound taken by Stewart. Gets tripped up. Falls to the floor. Ball in the back of the hands of Windsor. 34 seconds. Helms getting a steal there. Putting some skin on the floor. So these are the players we're going to see next year for Glenwood. Stewart and Winder. 29 seconds left. Lob pass. Into Gabby Gales. Shots off the rim, no good. Gales is fouled. She'll go to the line with 24 seconds. Bay Equity Home Loans, proud to support our current and future Lady Demons. Looking to buy or refinance, call us at 970-330-5010. Free throw is good for Gales. And the Markovich and Sandoval families, again, congratulating the Glenwood hockey team. Go take it second place. Congratulations to the Lady Demons. Second free throw is good from Gales. 65-35, 30-point lead. 20 seconds left. Ball knocked away to steal. Wadia. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10. 8 seconds. Don't call a foul. And they're going to let the Fab Five, Coach Ron Emotion, or rather the Fab Four plus one, as Matea Anwald fouled out, to finish the last 7 seconds of this marvelous season. Tori Taylor shedding tears. Nothing to cry about, young lady. I know it's sad, but what a great season it's been. A lot to be proud of. Brianna Sorensen, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2, 1. Pass into Pat. She lays it up. That'll do it. Final score. Windsor 65, Glenwood 35. Glenwood, the fourth best team in the state of Colorado. Windsor moving on to the state championship Saturday to play either Roosevelt or Durango. And we'll be back after this on KMTS. Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum as we wrap this season up. Tough loss for the Glenwood Lady Demons as they lose by 30 to the Windsor Wizards, 65-35. No miracle comebacks at this one. Windsor just controlled the boards, controlled the paint, got the shots down, the blocks. Just a very good, solid, and deep team as they beat Glenwood 65-35. The season comes to an end for the Glenwood Lady Demons. A magical year it's been. Joslyn Spires, they've got her for 10. We've taken 12 points. But suffice it to say, she in double figures and another strong performance from Joslyn. Tori Taylor with 11. They got her for 13. Ruby Patch with a 3. Matea Enelwal with 4 points. She ended up fouling out with 7 seconds left. Coach Ronna Mosier pulled the backups out and put her 4 of her 5 starters back in to finish the game,
and along with Nykirk, who's kind of the we've talked about how she's kind of the quote unquote sixth man off the bench there.
Yeah. And it's an emotional, emotionally draining. You've gone to battle with your teammates, you know, since they started practicing in November.
Yeah,
you know, and then the tournament's in December, and you get through the grind of traveling through the winter on the school bus in January and February, and then you get to the postseason, and boy, things really clicked for him. And it's just been a wonderful run for Coach Ronna Mosier and the group of the Fab Five, we call them: Ruby Patch, Matea Anwald, Joslyn Spires, Tori Taylor, and Brianna Sorensen. 65-35 the final, as Windsor outscored Glenwood 22-12, really set the tone for things in that first quarter. 13-10 in the second, and then pretty much put the game away in that third quarter. Outscored Glenwood 14-2, and then 16-11 in the fourth to win by 30. So Glenwood finishes the season at 19-8, four in a row league champions. Final four for the first time since 07. A lot to be proud of and a lot to build on for the future. Some good players coming back for next year, but this one will sting for a while. Windsor, the better team, now 20-7, and they'll take on the winner of the next game. Roosevelt and Durango. Both teams out there warming up right now. So best of luck to those teams. Well, we can, I guess, take a little time off from sports and baseball. A few games coming up later this month. But I'm kind of bummed for the girls, but also happy for a wonderful season. And it just, you know, what a blessing to be able to come this far.
Well, and it's been such a joy, too. They, like we've talked about before, they've just got all the girls on the team have great hearts. We didn't have any prima donnas or anybody with bad attitudes or that kind of thing. That you could tell they were best friends out there, and they were a joy to talk to and just, you know, share this journey with.
Yeah, And we're going to get a T-shirt.
I hope so.
A Fab Five.
We're putting in our plug again.
Yeah.
A little bit larger than what they probably planned on ordering for us. But
I'll remember the Fab Five for a long time, that's for sure. Well, let's wrap it up and pack things up, and we'll be home tomorrow. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, for sticking with us all season long, year after year. Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration. Berthod Select, Bighorn Toyota, Bank of Colorado, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Glenwood Insurance, Bay Equity, and Markovich Sandoval Families for helping us out with the sponsorship and helping us beat our expenses as we come down to Denver. Well, it's been fun. Great season. Congrats to the Lady Demons on a wonderful year, and to Coach Rhonda Mosier and her staff. And best of luck to Windsor as they move on to the state championship on Saturday. That's going to do it from the Denver Coliseum. For Keith Harris, Rod Millhorn saying so long. Have a great night, great weekend coming up. And as always, thank you for keeping it tuned to KMTS. Have a great night.